Friends, hello. July 30th, 2023, Virtual Strangers is in your life again. I, of course, am your host, Wes. With me, as always, is my good friend, Roots. Roots, good to see you, friend.
Yeah, it's good to see you as well. And it's good to see 2112Z0Z or OZ. This is the first time they were able to catch the show at the beginning live, which was exciting.
Nice.
And also said, this is seriously the best opening video of all the VR YouTube sites. So damn good. And I 100% agree. And I agree with Wolvie. Wes put in a lot of work and he's working on another one. And it's amazing. It's just, it is. It's just very good.
Remember when we debuted at Roots and everyone said it was too long? Not everyone, but a lot of people said it was too long.
Yeah, this is the thing, man. Everybody's going to complain about something. You know, there's just, you can't get away from it. And, you know, I mean, I guess you know who's never going to complain about it being too long, Wes?
My mom!
But yeah, no, That's right. I do remember that. And I get it. Some people just want to get to the show. I just think it's good. It's a good opener. And,
Well, you know, Roots, you know, when it's really, really long, it's a little uncomfortable at first, but you get used to it.
That's right. And then you actually kind of miss it if it's not there, right? So
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, welcome, friends. An interesting episode we've got lined up for you today. I wasn't going to do a show today. Jack shit has happened. Roots, they haven't announced any games. Mm. There's nothing worth talking about, really, except for bullshit that I don't really want to talk about. But I just couldn't do it, man. We just couldn't cancel the episode. So we decided to come in and do a little bit of an abbreviated show. We're not calling it a numbered episode. I think I put 194 and a half on it or something like that. This isn't like a normal episode. What we're going to do is we're just going to hang out and talk a little bit. I've got a few topics lined up. One Quest, one PSVR, one PCVR. Then we're going to ride off into the sunset. And then I'll probably come back on maybe an hour later, hour and a half, and stream some gameplay so that we can all get our feel and hang out with one another into the midnight hour.
Yeah, super cool.
Anyway, I mean, I say nothing's happened. Something happened, Roots. I mean, one thing happened. Roblox came out on App Lab, and everyone dove into it. Predictably on YouTube. What maybe wasn't so predictable though was the reactions to it. People just shitting all over Roblox, and it kind of blows my mind. Do people forget what Roblox is? Like, Roblox is an engine. It's an engine for regular people to make games in, and it's not like the people who make these games have had Roblox for a year to optimize the games for a Quest headset. No, that's what this is. This is the beta so that those people can optimize the games. People were diving into it like on day one, expecting all the games to be optimized for Quest, and are shocked that it sucks. Of course it sucks. It's going to take a little while. People were expecting Dreams or something, Roots. I don't know what to think.
I don't know. Well, you know, if they would have gone into Dreams day one, you know, in a beta, they might have seen a little bit of rough things as well. You know, I was kind of shocked because I saw videos and I saw titles and stuff. I didn't get a chance to watch any of them. But like you said, they were like talking about how it was horrible. And I'm not even into this Roblox or whatever, but I saw on an article just in passing them warning people, this is a beta, like it's gonna be rough, and we just want, you know, like they literally told everybody, like, hey, this is not gonna be what you're looking for a year from now. And then everyone's like, but this is the thing, which video gets clicked on more? Because like the whole YouTube genre, and this isn't a knock at anybody, because that you want people to watch your videos, man. You know what I mean? So like, I just think that's a tastier thing to click on. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, let me see why it sucks, than to say, oh, you know. And I'm sure most of these people probably explained after people clicked in, you know, or some of them anyway, exactly what we just said. So I don't know. I just it's bizarre, but you know, this is what I was telling D the other day. This is exactly why, for me personally, Like, I've stepped back from like all that independent content creator videos and all that stuff because I don't enjoy it. I know a lot of people do. I like what we're doing here. So
people wonder why you know, the mainstream press or whatever so down on VR right now, and then you tune in to the people who are supposed to be enthusiasts and they're all down on VR right now. So it's hard to believe, man. There are no enthusiasts left, it feels like sometimes. You could say what you want about Roblox, you know, VR and it not being ready for consumers on day one of the beta. Imagine that. But here's the thing with Roblox Roots. 40 million daily active users on Roblox. 40 million. Right. That's twice as many people as there are Quest headsets out there every day.
How many content creators out there that do Roblox are going to, when they start to have really cool experiences, start streaming to all of their people that watch them? That's when it's going to blow up. Like, okay, Roblox is in VR now, at least in a beta. There's not many experiences. You know, they're saying that the engine is there, that they're bringing some experiences over that they believe will be stable. Maybe they won't. But once everything gets rolling and these content creators start pushing videos and all these kids start to see, oh my God, I can go into the game and they're going to make it look cool. And it has the potential to really blow up. So I think it's really good for VR in the long term. Right now, I don't care. I don't do Roblox. Honestly, Wes, I don't even know what Roblox is. I started to watch the trailer and I'm like, what the hell is this? Because my kids are grown up. If my kids were your age, I'd know what it is. I knew what Minecraft was. I was very aware. I'm just so far removed from Roblox VR that I just, outside of it being an engine for different stuff that kids like to go into, I don't know much about it.
It's like Dreams, but it's not as polished and finished as Dreams is. But there's like 10 times as many people using it. A lot of kids like it.
Okay.
If you're an experienced developer, you can make some really nice things in Dreams. I've seen some good games. I'm not in Dreams, but in Roblox. I've seen some good games be made in Roblox. It just, again, it takes time, but people aren't making. Well, I mean, I take that back. I was about to say people don't make money on Roblox. People do make money on Roblox. You can sell your games on there, which is something a little different than what Dreams does. But again, I mean, literally these guys have had it less than a week, like to optimize their games for it. Mm. And it's something that people are going to be working on continually over the next couple of years. They're switching it over to OpenXR. So it's going to be kind of future-proof. It's going to be something that lasts for years and years across hardware generations. And it's just going to get better and better as the hardware gets better, as people get more time, developing in it. And as these kids start growing up and seeing, you know, going onto their PC and seeing more and more cool stuff for VR on it, it's just going to grow. The VR presence is going to grow as well.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think about what this article is saying about Meta? It being like a challenger to Horizon Worlds, because I kind of see it, but I kind of don't. Like, I know Meta's doing their own thing, and like one of these, I guess the first thing that we're showing today, talking about that, right, a game inside their worlds, and I don't think they're threatened by anything else. I think bringing all these people onto their platform to them is bigger, and I think when their engine's ready and they can funnel people into their own thing and have, you know, events and all sorts of cool things, Roblox will be there and it'll be cool for kids, but that's not their target. They're not targeting kids. So, I don't know. I just don't think it's a big threat personally.
No, they're playing a long game and they know that people are going to go where the good content is. If there's good content on Roblox, then people are going to go to Roblox. If there's good content in Horizon, they're going to go there. A lot of people go to Rec Room. I mean, it's one of the most popular apps on the store right now. I don't think they're threatened by it at all. I think they see the net gain in bringing all of those young people into their ecosystem. And the more, see, they just want people to stay in their headset right now. They're not worried about, you know, what a success Worlds is. They're worried about what a success Quest is. Right. So the more good content that they can put on there, the more free stuff that they can get in there, because that's what people are engaging with right now, is the free stuff. Mm-hmm. So the more of that they can get in there, the better for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And this article and just people talking about it, it's good press. Bluebell said, just ask Todd from Q2C. His kids do chores for Roblox money. And I can see
My kid, my kids asked for Robux. This was called Robux.
Robux.
They asked for Robux for Christmas and birthday presents. Like, they love that shit, man.
You know, when my kids were little, it was Club Penguin. Wow, things have changed, right? Because this sounds cooler. But yeah, that's cool.
Well, did you see what happened with Club Penguin? What was the ultimate demise of it?
No, I do not. I can only imagine it got creepy. Yeah. Things were kind of weird, man. I started not letting my kids do it after a while, because I was like, certain things were getting weird. I can't even remember now, but.
Yeah, it got creepy and evil the way that Disney things tend to do.
Yeah, well, there you go. And Disney's involved. It's probably demonic in 2023. Yeah,
most likely. We got a half a show for you today. Let's get it underway. Say hello to our friends in chat. Tatum's here. What's up? He says his kids too. It's everybody's kids, man. They all love it. Dad, can we have Robux if we're good? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Onikazi, my niece asked for Robux a few years ago. She's grown out of it since. Well, what's happened with my kids, they still play it. They don't play it every day like they used to. But like if my son's coming in here to get my Rift S, that's why. It's because he wants to take it back in his bedroom and play Roblox with it. So, Wolf Raza says PSVR 2 would be great for Roblox and VR. Yeah, man. I don't know. You know, I don't know if Sony would allow it, because they're pretty strict about things hitting a minimum frame rate to be on their store. But the fact that it's OpenXR means it's a possibility. So certainly could happen one day.
Yeah, maybe the PS5 Pro. That'd be cool.
Yep. Mepper's here. Onikazi is here. Vince Virtua is here. Not sure Rondo wants me to say niche for some reason.
This isn't gamer tag. Like, Wes can pronounce the words. Well, I guess gamer tag can pronounce words too, but just the American ones sometimes come out a little bit different because of his accent, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you ever so much. who else is here? Techno Glitch is here. Mickey Berrios getting busy already. Psychonauts and the Ramus of Ruin. Steam key in the chat. Grab it up quick. Bluebell's here. Mark Smith, what's up? My kids can barely hold a controller yet. 3 and 2 years of age. That's when I started my kids, Mark. Not on VR, obviously. But I would... that's when I started them on NES games. I started them on Mario, and they loved it. Immediately loved it. I remember my kid, my son, literally he would take the controller and walk into the enemy and die over and over and over again. Just keep walking into the first enemy, die, die, die. And then eventually he figured out how to jump over it. And then we were off to the races from there. It's like literally he's like 3. That's when I started my kids, and now we're a gamer family because of it.
Hey, you guys actually play all sorts of games together, and that's what's really cool. It's like as a family, you play games. And a family that plays together stays together. So.
Indeed. Scott, the PSVR game cat for life, is here. What's up? He says, not for me. I'm a grumpy old git, and I don't like screaming kids. Roblox can suck it.
Well, you don't have to play with the kids, right? Like, I'm assuming you go into some of these worlds, kind of just like dreams or whatever, and then you're in the experience by yourself. This is the thing about kids, and people always say screaming kids, loud kids, and that is true. What I don't like about it is the things they're saying these days. And yeah, now I'm right. Sounding old. But usually it's something racist, or it's something offensive, like language-wise, or just all sorts of crazy things. Like, I'll go, and when I went into Pop One last time, I think it was like a couple weeks ago, I just ran away into some other corner, man. I was like, I don't want to hear your stuff, man. It's just crazy.
Onikaze, I'm going to start over. I don't remember who we said hi to. Rex BK09's here. Mark Smith, Tatum, Onikaze, Techno Glitch, Janesse Qua, Mickey Berrios, Hooked Worm 17, The Game Cat, VR Spry Guy. What's up, Spry Guy? Happy birthday. Bluebell, Mepper. It's Free VR Real Estate. Says it's pronounced Brian's wrong. Bad Robo's here. Let's see, who else? Chris Richardson, what's up? Looper the Underground Game Cat, hello. Who else? Brondo, what's up, Brondo? Destiny 11 is here. Gaming Legends is here. Midlife Kid, what up? Durbin Brown. 2112ZOZ, what's up? Scott, the PSVR Game Cat for life. Roy Schwartz. Brandon VR. What's up, Ryan Branham?
Among Us VR for him. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. We still haven't got in and checked out that new map yet, Roots.
I know. Is it? What's different? I mean, I guess it's got new tasks, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, you hope so, right?
Well, let me ask you this. Do I still have my friends lying and betraying me? Because that's what scarred me, okay? That's what scarred me. I'm a little reluctant. It's like, you want me to go back? I just got like 100 punches to my nose. You want me to go back in there?
Rogue TR's here. What's up, Rogue TR? Q Creator. Hello. Thomas McNostril. Lee VR. Prophecy 777. Let's go. Chinatown D, what up? Terry Simmons, what is up? Berbercat's here too. What's up, Berbercat? Ryan B. And James.
That's it.
And that is as far, friends, as I can scroll upward. Do we have anybody slip in? Get any slippies today?
I don't see anybody. Don't think there's so. No slipperoos this time.
All right, cool, man. Let's get this half show underway. Times, they are a changing, Roots. The Meta Super Rumble game is the first of many next-gen Horizon Worlds VR titles. So, this is a new game that's available in Horizon. And, you know, everybody kind of knows already that up until now, Horizon has kind of sucked. Just to make games in it has kind of sucked. There's been a ceiling to what is possible to make in Horizon, and people haven't really been able to make compelling enough content to draw users in. So Meta has begun to shift, Roots. Instead of creating all of your assets in-game in VR now, Meta is changing things and allowing people to import assets into worlds and build experiences out of that. And what that's basically going to do is it's going to allow for things not only to look a lot better, but also play a lot better. And Super Rumble here, this shooter that they just went live with, is the first example of that. Now, this was made by Meta's own team. You know, they haven't unlocked these tools yet for for the public to use, but it's a good example of what's coming in Horizon Worlds. And I watched some gameplay footage of this today, Roots. And you know what? This actually looks like something that's just as good as like Rec Room, which is who they're competing with, right? They're competing with Rec Room. This game looks like something that you would play in Rec Room.
Yeah, absolutely. But it looks kind of, I mean, a little bit cooler in a sense. I mean, Rec Room always has cool stuff, but this one looks like it's gone a little bit to the next level. And I think it was Dee that was telling me yesterday. Well, I know it was Dee, but I think it was, she said Genesee Kwa said she was going to take her into, or volunteer to take her into Worlds, that it's changed a lot since, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm remembering wrong, but yeah, I haven't been in there since the last time I went in there was like 2 years ago. Remember when they were giving keys away and you had to get a key to be able to get in there or something? That's when I went in and it was dog shit. And I was like, dude, this sucks. It's been a long time. And so, yeah, it's kind of exciting. It's exciting that there's all these different ways for developers to make experiences in games. And I don't know why this wasn't a thing to begin with the assets. Like, that seems like a no-brainer, right? If people can bring in cool assets outside of potential copyright issues, because, you know, I don't know if people are going to use something they're not supposed to, right? Oh, Creeper Betty. Okay. Right. Yeah, it was Creeper Betty told Dee that she could take her in there. So, yeah, I knew it was somebody in that. Some girl. I don't know. Just some girl.
That sounds right. That sounds right. Betty's a prolific creator in Absolutely. Worlds and Rec Room and Minecraft and everything that you could possibly. She'll probably be in Roblox soon.
Super cool.
No, man, this looks pretty cool. It looks pretty fun right now. I heard that they're even going to have legs soon.
Oh, God. Wow. Like, I don't even know why that's such a big deal, man. Like, I guess outside of... And really, it probably started with the VR chat people. Now that I'm thinking about it, because like if you've got tracking that can track your legs, aren't you cooler than people that don't have legs at all? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm cooler because I got fucking tracked legs. So yeah, I think that's probably
sounds where it started. That sounds very ableist.
Probably. But yeah, I don't know. To me, for the most part, because most people's legs aren't tracked at all, I'm never looking at my legs. I don't look at people's legs. I've never gone into an experience and looked at the thing and said, oh man, there's no legs. Like, why? That's such a weird thing to focus on. I think it's people with a foot fetish, Wes. I'm just saying they just want to see feet in VR. And I say, go for it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to go that far because I think legs are kind of nice, but... feet are gross.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I agree.
We have some people slipping in here like Void Citizen or Space Denison as it goes by these days. Alex is here. What's up, Alex? I wish I could look at your legs right now, bro.
Look at his legs.
Sorry.
I've seen Alex's legs in real life.
I have too.
I've actually, IRL. You know what's cool? One of my coolest... things with Alex is my memories outside of Moon Rocks in Denver. It's very, I mean, you've seen it on the shows, very deep conversations, right? Like he just goes into really very in-depth conversations. It's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the open-mindedness of, those guys, Alex and Skiba. They literally allow for all possibilities when exploring philosophy through discussion.
Right.
And we're very similar in that way. So yeah, just one of many things I love about Alex and those guys. It's they're awesome. They're good people.
Absolutely.
What's up, D1360VR? What's up, JS? Thanks for joining. Yeah, so anyway, man, it looks like Horizon Worlds might have something worth checking out in it. And I'm sure it's only going to get better from here.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, that checks Oculus Quest off of our list, or Meta Quest, as they like to call it these days. I wonder, did anything cool, noteworthy happen in the land of PSVR this week?
Greetings, mercenaries. It's Fred White from Smilegate, excited to be here today at the Upload VR Showcase to give you a glimpse of some never-before-seen gameplay from our upcoming VR game, Crossfire Sierra Squad. Now, the gameplay you're watching today takes place in a game mode called Realism Mode. It's a challenging mode that offers very little guidance, no ammo indicator, and low starting HP for both you and your enemies. Pesky drones. Now, there are 39 different weapons you can use in the game. You'll notice I'm carrying two pistols, the Eagle 50 and the AP-18C. They're useful for both short and medium range combat. I'm gonna duck in here and reload. Now, I could pick up these pistols off the table, but I think I'll pass for now. Time to reload again. I'm gonna step out and get that other guy. He's got a shield, so I need to be on target. Oh, got him, and there's one way back there I hadn't seen before. So I'll reload. I'm gonna check this room on the right, and oh, got me. Crossfire Sierra Squad launches this August on PlayStation VR 2 and Steam. Wishlist today, and we'll see you soon, mercenaries.
So, Roots, we've finally got a solid launch date for Crossfire Sierra Squad on PSVR 2 and Steam, August 29th. So, literally just under a month away now for this one. And the more I see of it, the more excited I get for it.
Yeah, it looks super polished. The gameplay looks amazing, and as well as the graphics. And the AI doesn't look, like, dumb. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go into a game with dumb AI anymore. And the good news is we're like looking at that mostly in the rearview mirror, right? So,
yeah, mostly. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've tried to put it out there as much as I can that this isn't like a sim type game. This is an arcade shooter, so it's a bit fast paced and may seem a little bit wave shootery at times. But that's fine because there's such a wide variety of weapons, these big, you know, well-produced set pieces. This is just going to be like being in an action movie, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's good too, man, because like not just like PSVR 2, but VR in general has kind of been a little bit slow lately. We need some new games, and this one can't get here quickly enough.
Yeah. Absolutely. And people forget about, like, I mean, maybe not everybody likes Call of Duty, but that's more of an arcade shooter that's fast paced. And remember when it used to be a big deal when they had campaigns and stories? And man, I know it's mostly got away from that, mostly gone to war zones and that type of stuff. But there's not many shooters in VR that are like this. And this one just looks really good. So it looks at, like you were saying during the trailer, it's good to see a game like this with some money behind it, right? And so yeah, it's gonna be super cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I mean, it's great because, you know, Gen 1 of PSVR was a little bit starved for shooters. There weren't a whole lot of shooters on PSVR 1 there, but now in PSVR 2, they already have Pavlov. They're getting Firewall and Crossfire Sierra Squad this month, and we also know that Alvo is coming. And D-Day Enhanced is coming. So, you know, within the next few months, PSVR 2 is going to be, like, rich when it comes to shooters, which is just something completely new and something that community has been waiting on a very, very long time.
Absolutely. There's definitely a shortage of that. And that's what's awesome about PSVR 2 is, like, they're finally... Everybody's getting flooded with all these genres of games and amazing experiences that just weren't there the first generation, right?
So yeah, that's great. So Scott Merrill says, I enjoy a good arcade shooter. I think that you'll probably enjoy this one too. It's going to be a very versatile game, whereas like the single player campaign is something like 15 or 20 levels, story campaign. But then when you get to co-op mode, there's like 50 levels, 50 levels co-op mode. And then the mode that they were just showing in the trailer we watched is something else called like realism mode or something like that, where they take the HUD away and make the action a little bit different. It's just cool, man. It's just so cool that not only is this thing coming out, it's going to be well polished. It's going to have some money behind it. But I, you know, it has such a wide variety of content at launch, and I got to imagine that they'll continue supporting it after launch. So, very excited for Crossfire Sierra Squad. Glad that we're not going to have to wait too much longer for it.
Yeah, me too. Do you know Bad Robo wants to know if there's going to be crossplay between PC and PSVR 2?
I do not know that, Bad Robo, but I'm going to be trying to contact Fred this week. And just kind of talk to him a little bit about how to approach promotion. And I'll ask him that question.
I hope so.
To him this week.
Because that would be super cool. I mean, it's not always possible. There's like a million, well, maybe not a million, but there's a lot of reasons why games just don't do that. And so I guess we'll find that out and Wes will let us know. But hopefully, because, I mean, there's just recently, I think it was Awesome Tatum or somebody in the Discord. Sorry, I'm forgetting people's names on who's messaging me, but had said in the Discord that they were going to try to join us in Remnant 2, and but they've got it on the PlayStation 5, and they can't because it's not crossplay, and which kind of sucks.
But
that game, again, I've said this last week, same developers as From Other Suns, which I think Mash and Radio Runt and I are going to jump into after the show, maybe before West streams, which you need to get that with the show, and me, you, and Mash need to go in there. It's like FTL, but in VR, and it's amazing, and I know you're going to love it. But anyway, the Unreal Engine mod is going to play this game, and Remnant 2, and it's, because it's an Unreal Engine game, and it's phenomenal, and I can't wait to play it in VR, and maybe you and Mash can pick that up as well. I think you would love it.
Yeah.
The action of it, and the difficulty of it, and the action, the shooting, it's just amazing.
I'm sure I will pick it up eventually, Roots, because what you said is true. Is it is an Unreal Engine 5 game, and the Praedog mod is coming. And yep. I'd say my Unreal Engine library is going to grow significantly over the coming months and years because of that. I can't wait. I can't wait for the Praedog mod. I think it's going to be huge for PCVR. Speaking of which, we've got the Quest game down. We've got the PSVR 2 story down. All that leaves is our friends on PC. Severed Steel VR with motion controls. So this was something, this actually, this was posted on Reddit about, about 9 months ago. So this is something that in just 2 days, Praedog managed to do to Severed Steel using as a base, the Universal Unreal Injector. So basically, what we just saw here was Praedog using this game as an example of what other people are going to be able to do. Other modders are going to be able to do with the Unreal Injector. And as you can see there, I mean, that looked like it was a native VR game. 2 days it took him to do that, Roots.
That's crazy. So let me ask you this, Wes. Why are big developers not bringing stuff to VR? Like, remember when they said they couldn't do it? They're like, you just can't do that, man. That's a lot of work. I just think it's funny that these modders, and don't get me wrong, I don't diminish what PrayDawg does, because he's not just some modder. Obviously, he's a genius at what he does. It's not like anybody can just do this. But the fact that somebody that doesn't have a huge team and a bunch of money behind him is just making all this content and bringing all these amazing games in the VR and doing it really for free is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You would think that like maybe Take-Two Interactive and some of these big AAA studios would maybe just open up a Patreon for VR people to give them money, you know, since it's not profitable enough for for them to be able to do it. Maybe they need to do what PrayDawg and Luke Ross does and get some money that way.
Yeah, it's just funny. It's just funny because some of the ones are, I think when it turns overnight, when it finally becomes profitable in their mind, it'll be how quick things will change, right? All of a sudden, it'll be a fast thing that happens. But
anyway, this game looks awesome. It looks like something I want to play in VR, and I probably will as soon as it the mod engine goes live. JS in the chat says it always goes on sale for like $3 through Humble Bundles. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, JS, because if you're quick and you go to the Epic Game Store right now, it's absolutely 100% free.
Yeah. And I was telling Lester in the trailer, I said, his putting this in the show is why you see it's in my library. Because as I was pulling up the page, I said, oh, shit, I can get this for free. Clicked on it. Rest is history. I don't have to pay $3. I don't have to go through a website. Or, I guess, worse, pay $24.99 through Epic full price. Now, I'm sorry, devs. I don't mean to say worse for you. Because, I mean, you're like, fucking click the $24.99. Son of a bitch. But nah, this is cool. It looks really good.
Yeah, so this is one of the Epic Games free games this week. I think it's going to be free for another couple of days on the Epic Store. So if y'all don't have it, drop in the link in the chat right now. Go get it. It's free. It's going to be a VR game within a year. So might as well pick it up now. Get ready for it. Yep. And this is why it's important to pick up your free stuff every week, because you never know when these games are going to be a VR game.
That's true. I mean, how many times have I looked in there and I'm like, oh, all like Spry Guy says, I already own this game. I probably got it for free. Maybe they gave it away for free, or he got it in the bundle. But yeah.
Yeah, and just while we're at it, a quick reminder to get your PlayStation Plus free games. This is your last call to get the July games. Roots, Alan Wake Remastered. I think there's a Call of Duty game that's free on there right now. Let me bring it up and look at it. I'm pretty sure there's a Call of Duty game.
I should probably. It's been so long since I've gotten my free games from PlayStation. I probably should check it out.
I'll tell you right now what the free games are. Just for a couple more days, they're going to change on Tuesday. So, don't dilly-dally.
What's the best way to find it on this weird... I really don't like their store anymore. They really made it weird.
You just gotta just bring up their store and go... There's a little dash thing on the top. One of the things says games. If you click on games, it'll pop up a drop-down. And one of the things says PS Plus. Click on that, and then you can scroll down and get your games.
It says join PlayStation Plus. I already own it. I mean, I'm already in it. Should be anyway.
Yeah, you don't have to click on that. You just scroll down and get your games. I'll drop that in the chat right now too, by the way. Boom.
Oh, I see them now. Get this game. I'm getting them.
Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War cross-gen bundle, absolutely free right now. Alan Wake Remastered, absolutely free right now. Endling Extinction is Forever, absolutely free. If you're subscribed to PS Plus, this is what you're paying for. You might as well get your shit now while it's free.
I think I already must have owned the Call of Duty, because I went to click in there and it says download from library, and I never got to click the get. So
Yep, you probably bought it, probably paid for it.
Yeah, Sucker Roots. I did play it for a while, so I do like Call of Duty. I like Black Ops, Call of Duties, that type of games. I prefer fast-paced shooters, that type of stuff. But well, like so, Wolfie says, every game, not everybody likes every game, right? That's very true.
Right, that's right. Everybody likes their own shit.
Yeah, that's what the world makes the world awesome.
Right, so now that everybody's got their free stuff, everybody's aware that Severed Steel's coming to VR and everybody's picking it up. Really quickly, want to remind people that there's a good sale on Steam right now. Some really good prices on VR games. Gambit Roots, $10 on Steam right now.
Oh, wow. That's now, crazy.
I can't promise it won't crash on you because it's known to do that on Steam. But it is $10 right now. Half-Life Alyx Roots, $20 on Steam right now.
Wow. What does that tell you, Wes? Does that make, I mean, usually, and I can't, I don't know, Valve, it's been out for so long, but there was a long time it never went on sale, right? Barely. That's $20. It's pretty cheap. Are they about to release Half-Life Alyx 2?
Or Half-Life 3, you mean?
Or Half-Life 3. Well, I don't know if they'll ever do a third on any series. So it became a meme now. They'll come up with some way to do it, kind of like they did with Half-Life Alyx. Or some kind of way that doesn't say 3, right? So.
When Akazi said Gambit came out? Yeah. Gambit came out, bro, like months ago. You probably didn't hear about it because so many people like to shit on it. But, yeah, it's good. It's better on Quest because it runs on Quest. Steam, it tends to crash. Which is weird because it didn't. We had the beta early, and it worked fine. And then when they integrated cross-buy with Quest, all of a sudden the Quest version works and the Steam one crashes. So go figure.
Yeah, I agree with the chat. I think that there's got to be a reason. $20. I've never seen it that low either. That's really.
Yeah, it's the lowest it's ever been. It's the lowest price. I mean, $20 for that game is fucking stupid.
It's,
if you don't have it, get it.
It's stupid not only for the game, but like all the extra content that's been created over the last few years, right? In their engine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so many great mods for it. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyways, that is our stories this week, and we're going to go move into our reminders and take a look at some viewer comments. James says, I would absolutely love to enter the giveaway. Corporate Zombie says, sure, enter me for the Room VR. And Nimby Surfer says, I'd like to enter the giveaway for the Room. I think we're supposed to give away a game tonight, huh?
I think so. And actually, I think it's weird because Oprah came. She already knew. She was like, I'm here to give a game away. Although I think, is it one game or two games? I can't remember. Just one, right?
Well, we have one key for the Room VR. We gave away the European copy of it live during our stream on Friday. And we saved the North American version to give away during this drawing right here, right now. So I'm going to take just a moment to make sure no one else entered from earlier today.
Looper the Underground Game Cat says it used to be $23.99 on every sale. I never saw that, but I'm not gonna say it never happened. I always thought it was like $40 maybe, but I'm sure it did.
Yeah, I've seen it go on sale a couple times recently, like in the 20s. But never like $20.
When is Oculus gonna take a hint? Like, because the game that we were talking about from Other Suns that came out in 2017 in November, it's still $40. I don't think it ever goes on sale. Stormland, Asgard's Wrath. Like, I guess Asgard's Wrath went on sale one time, right, or something. But typically, those high-end games, they never go on sale. Barely ever, right? So.
That's right. Yeah, on Meta, they don't. Like, it's very rare. Like, especially like Meta PC, it's like when Quest came out, they quit putting the PC games on sale.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, so the way that we're going to do this, as we always do, everyone who asked to be entered into the giveaway was assigned a number. We are now going to go to the random.org random number generator and have it pick the winner.
Is it true that Space Denison is 7? He says he's number 7.
I don't know.
Russ is like, yeah, we'll find out if he wins. We're going to look it up.
14 people, Roots. Since Friday, 14 people have asked to be entered. And the random number generator picks number 1.
Oh, wow. What are the odds? That's not 7, though.
I think that actually is James.
Is it really?
That's James. Let me check and make sure.
Mepper, well, while you're checking, Mepper says, Lawn is on sale for $20 on Steam. Has it improved since launch?
I haven't played it as much as I should since launch, but yes, it's received some pretty substantial updates since then. New game modes and stuff been adding into it. So, yes, pay $20 for Lawn. It's worth it. Yeah, James. Congratulations, James. You are the winner of the Room VR, A Dark Matter, on PlayStation VR 2. What a great game, Roots. I finished it up. Took me about another 15 or 20 minutes after you went to bed the other night, but we got it done.
Okay. I thought you were going to say another 4 hours. God dang, dude. No. That game's a long. That's a good game. And hopefully James wasn't there for the last chapter. He knows how to finish it, right? He's got the rest of the game to go.
That's hard to remember that shit if you're not doing it yourself anyway.
That's true.
He was watching it. When he gets in there and gets faced with it, he'll have to think.
And it's going to be a bit before he gets there, right? He's got to go through the entire game to get to that point. And by then it's been, you know, however many days or a week.
Yeah, right. All right. Congrats, James. Hit me up on Discord and I'll get you your key. Roots. That doesn't feel like enough, right?
That doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I mean, Oprah's here. She's going to show up to give out one key.
I almost feel like it shouldn't be Oprah this time. It should be Mash, and Mash should be saying, you get a key, and you get a key. Because he is the master of the Room VR keys giveaway of all time.
Well, I don't have any more Room VR keys to give away, nor does Oprah. So if you want one, yeah, hit up mashdaddycool@gmail.com.
Yeah, everybody whisper Mash and ask for a copy of the Room. He's very generous.
You know what? I do have Roots. I've got some quest keys for Jupiter Grad 2.
Oh, God. Well, that's, I don't know. To me, I think that's a little bit more exciting than the Room VR.
It's a new game, Roots. Just came out.
Yeah, and it's the best. I don't know. It's the movement in that game is, I mean, we take for granted, especially since we've played through the first one. But the movement in that game is amazing. So.
First two people in my chat that can tell me the developer of Jupiter Grad 2 will get a key for it. Whoop, whoop.
There it comes.
Because that's how we roll.
Yeah, I think that feels better. That does. That feels a little bit better than just one key, right?
Chris9989 says, Jupiter Grad 2 is great. I just finished it today. Pretty solid, right? Definitely better than the first one.
Yeah. You got to get good, though. Because
just don't let your battery die when you're playing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good. That's actually a good tip for a lot of games.
You already won, James. You already won. You can't win two. Ryan Brandon won one. Congrats.
Oh, Tech.
And Looper.
I saw Tech put up there. He put two in one message. And the second part of it was the right part. But yeah.
Oh, did he get it? Let me see.
Yeah, he retracted it, but if you look at his message, because you can look at that, right?
No, I can't. I don't think so.
I thought you can,
Oh, yeah, message retracted. Let me see what it says.
I was going to say you can, as a moderator or.
Hide user, add as a moderator, put user in timeout. Yeah, I can't see what the message said.
Well. He retracted it anyway, but yeah, I saw it was in there for a second. But it was like, I think he said fireproof games, game dust, is what he said.
Oh, so he was basically just doing what he did the other day and trying to beat the question before I asked it.
No, because he was after. He was after several people, James and Brandon.
Yeah, he says it's all good. Yeah, I can't. I mean, it's not on my screen anymore. I mean, I can't. Can't, you know. Can't give him a. Give him a prize for that.
Yeah. And by not giving him a prize means we get to give Looper the Underground GameCat a prize, which is a win-win. I mean, not that we don't want to give you prizes, Tech, but...
Ryan Brannon and Looper the Underground GameCat. Congrats. Gentlemen, you are the winners. Let's see if I have anything else. We might even have something else. I don't know.
This is the Dave Keys. You know, D was telling me that over at QTC that they're giving away a lot of the games now on the in the chat and stuff because people are bitching about, I'm not on the wheel, and, you know, this is rigged, and I'm like, man, people are just something else to me. Now, you give away keys, and that channel gives away so many games, and people are going to go in there and bitch? Like, I don't know, man. I don't blame. I'd be like, you know what? We're not doing any giveaways anymore. Fuck you. I'm glad our community's not that way.
All right. How about Synth Riders? How about we give away a key for Synth Riders? First person in the chat that says Synth Riders wins a key of Synth Riders.
Oh, what an amazing, amazing game. Yeah, people are rooting, feel entitled. And it's 2023. It's kind of becoming an issue. Not everybody. I still like Wes. I believe more. There's still more good than bad. It's just the bad is like thrusted in our face.
Synth Riders for Quest, by the way. It's a Quest game.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. It's not like you lose something even if it was rigged. And D's Grimrock. Like... Work so what hard to get everybody's rock? Name on there. So,
yeah, I know, right? Yeah, people suck sometimes. Looper says Beat Saber. Yeah, sorry. Meta doesn't give us keys to give away. But Grimrock, you are the winner. You have won a copy of Synth Riders on MetaQuest. Hit me up on Discord and we will get you your key, sir. Anyways, is that it, Roots? Do we want to give out any more?
If we got something and you want. I mean, people are ready to get keys right now. I haven't seen anybody bitching about it. I didn't win. People are very happy for everybody else. I think they deserve another key. And Oprah's still going, man. She's just saying, you got a key and you got a key.
Like, what if I just drop a key in the chat?
Oh, yeah. Well, that would give somebody else a chance to get it that maybe isn't good at trivia. I say it's good. Good variety.
There it goes. It's the last one today.
And that's a good quest. One. Yeah, it's a good one. Do it quick. Let us know who wins.
Boom. Runner Roots.
Yeah, it's spry. Yeah, people are going to complain they can't type fast enough. Yeah, people complain. I agree. People complain about everything. But, like Onikaze says, never truly happy unless they are complaining about something. And that's just life. I find my son.
Chrome Colossus says, what, I didn't win. I assumed I won. Wait.
The Lord, good Lord Oprah, is out of control. She is. She is out of control. I love Oprah. She's just so happy.
Silver Next is showing up right in the right as we give out the last key. Grab it quick, man.
Yeah, throw it in there.
Bluebell says, I'm not here for keys. I appreciate when keys are given out, though. So yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly you being here. And this is my thing. I have a really big problem taking anything for free anymore, like in any given ways. I didn't even enter that Pro Quest Pro, you know, even though I thought, well, I could win it and then I could return the one I just bought and be a thousand. But then somebody else that doesn't have a Quest Pro doesn't get one. Maybe they didn't. But I get so many games, I'm like, I could never take a free game anymore outside of what we already get. So
That's not a Synth Rider's key, Silver Nexus. That is a key for Runner. Oh, and now James is joining in with some Dirt Rally keys. What's up?
There you go. It's a key giveaway marathon. Talk about blood boiling. You know what? I need to try that. I have not. I know you said I'd like to try Dirt Rally or Dirt Rally 2 with my wheel. I don't know why I'm masochistic. But, you know, and like actually adjust the settings for it to where maybe it works right. So.
Whoever next is has Runner. Well, it's in the chat. I'm going to leave it up in there. People can maybe grab it off the chat replay. Chinatown D says somebody got it. All right, well, somebody got it. Congratulations, whoever you are, whoever got the runner key. Congrats to everyone who won a key.
Yeah. And
thanks to Oprah.
Oprah. Oh, she's gone. She's gone as quick as she was here, man. She was, I'm out.
All right, cool. All right, now I'm starting to feel good about the episode, Roots. It was a good episode. We hit all the platforms. We gave away a bunch of keys.
And we're literally
say hi to everyone.
We're literally a minute or two away from being right in an hour. I mean, it says 101 now, but I know we started the stream for a couple minutes early. So
Terry says, any PSVR2? We gave away the room.
The room VR, arguably the best. Yep. Actually, it's not even arguably. It is the best escape room in VR. Hands down.
The keys are just, they're harder to come by to give away keys for PSVR2 because the only place to get keys for PSVR2 is from developers. Like, you can't buy them like you can on the other platforms. So it makes it tougher.
Yeah. It makes it a little bit more special. So, James, you should feel special because you got the special PSVR2 key.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chrome Colossus says, I entered to win a sailboat once. It was rigged. Yeah, it usually is.
Yeah, I entered to win a schooner.
A schooner? Oh, wow.
So, Roots, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be an episode if we didn't do wish lists. Like, we've got to support our developers. So if everyone would please take a moment to join us right now as we go in real time and wishlist the game, help some devs out. So, Bruce, we didn't talk about a lot of different games on today's half episode. But you know what? During this past week, something showed up on the PSVR 2 store, something I would like to wishlist right now. And that something is Vertigo 2.
Yep. And I've got it up right now. And man, I guess maybe if I refresh. I just signed in. I was like, I just signed in. I wanted to add it to my wish list in real time in front of everybody. And then it logged me back out. What the hell is that crap? Yeah, so now it's good.
Come on, Sony. Get your shit together.
Come on, man.
So I had to sign back in too. What the fuck? All right, there we are. We're signed in now. Vertigo.
The single player adventure built from the ground up for VR, and I will add from the amazing Zach Brown, prodigy, they say. And if you haven't,
Cyaclus Brown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I can't forget the Cyaclus. I just told Jim Hall, because he's been playing Remnant 2 with me and D. And I said, dude, you really need to play Vertigo 2. He loves Half-Life Alyx. I told him it's better than Half-Life Alyx. He doesn't believe me. Jim, you need to get in there and find out. It's better than Half-Life Alyx.
Yeah, it is, for real.
Yeah.
What am I going to play tonight, Roots? If I'm going to stream tonight, I got to play something good, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe you put out a poll for those here. Let the chat here choose. I mean, you choose which ones that are the choices. And then they can choose, and then they need to be there to watch.
Okay, I'll put out two games because there's two games I've been thinking about getting in and playing.
There you go.
All right, so what?
Nice. Onikazi said he just started it today after finishing Vertigo 1 Remastered. Vertigo 1 Remastered was amazing in and of itself, but the second one is better. So yeah, I just think it's so good. So good. But...
All right, so Bad Dreams just came out of Early Access and looks like my type of game. Like, I am going to play it this week. The question is, do I stream it for everyone tonight?
What is it about? It's a horror game.
It's a horror game, right? It's a horror game. It's my type of horror game, too, okay. Where it's like surreal, like nightmare scenarios and things like that.
Unless the other game is like some fantastical game, I don't see people leaning away from watching Wes do a horror game that he wants to play that's right up his alley.
The other game, some fantastical game, could be.
Oh, that's true. You got to, yeah, you need to finish that, right? I guess they're both. That's right. You're kind of going right in there. Scott says, vote me in.
Yeah, so I'm gonna play Bad Dreams this week because it's time for Game of the Month at the end of the week. So, and I don't know if we're gonna do Game of the Month on Friday or do it on Sunday. I'm thinking maybe we do it on Sunday, Roots, because I don't know if there's enough that came out to carry a whole show.
That's true. That's true.
I'm thinking there was three games on PlayStation. There was three games on Quest, and then there was more on Steam, but it was a bunch of weird garbage stuff. So, so really the question is, do we want to do a short show on Friday, or do we want to do Game of the Month on Sunday and then play some games for Friday?
That's a good question. I know, hopefully Eric can make it Sunday, and then that makes the answer for me easier. I'd say do it on Sunday. Because I think he needs to be there for that conversation. But
no, Space Dance, and I have not finished Village. I haven't picked it back up since I streamed it last. I'm pretty far in the game. I mean, I'm in that part where there's like, what is that big monster that was crawling around, Roots? It was like something vicious that if you let it get close to you, it just tears you to shreds.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I'm still blown away that I'm further in that game. That's how much that game gripped me. I'm on that last level and I haven't finished it, but I need to finish it as well. I don't finish many games. This is my thing. If it's a really good game, I'm going to want to play it. I'm going to play the shit out of it. I put 200 hours into Diablo 4, Elden Ring. I'm finishing, Resident Evil Village. Like, these games that are just phenomenally amazing, I want to finish them.
And we will. By the way, we're going to finish Vertigo 2. We're going to finish Resident Evil Village. We're going to finish The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Chapter 2 Retribution. Everything that's a Game of the Year contender, we're going to finish that by the end of the year. So, don't worry. If we don't get to Village tonight, we're going to get to it. There's just been so many games. It's hard when you do what we do to stick to a game for long enough to finish it.
Right.
So we have to come back to it.
We get to sample a lot of things, which a lot of people think is amazing, but it's like we never get the main course, or very rarely, right? It's like just when we're getting ready to hit the main course, somebody's like, oh, bro, like you need to go check out that one over there. So that's why I give Gamertag so much props. Like, that man actually digs into every single game that he wants to talk about. And not many people do that anymore, myself especially. So
here's what I think we do, Roots. I think we do some mods this week. And this Friday we come back and we talk about Uncharted. And then we do some Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart in Reshade, and we'll call that our show on Friday.
Yeah, sounds amazing. I've never played Uncharted. Is it any good?
It's great. You're going to love it. I hope this mod works well, because if it does, you're going to get stuck on this shit, dude, and you're going to play through it.
Yeah. Yeah, people
say. You like adventure games, Roots? You like adventure games?
I love adventure games. I love well-made games with a lot of depth to them and story and just everything.
They made a movie out of this game with Mark Wahlberg in it, and and what's the other guy named Spider-Man? That guy. Yeah, shoot me. I don't know the kid's name.
I don't know any of those people's name. John Savino wants to know, do you think VR Skater has any chance for Game of the Month? And even without me knowing what the games are out this month, I'd probably not. Like, maybe. I mean,
Firewall?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. My thing
Crossfire,
is...
Crossfire, Sierra Squad?
I haven't played it. So, you know.
That's true.
I just know that, you know... I mean, I guess biggest gripe people said on the PC version was that it wasn't long enough, right? They wanted it to be more. I can't remember.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not Tobey Maguire.
We're going to play it. We're going to play VR Skater, and if it deserves to be the game of the month, then it will be. But I don't know, man. There's some bangers coming out in August, man. The drought is over. We very much took July off. There wasn't much. I already know what the games of the month are, but we're going to do the episode anyway, just so that we can put Sean where it belongs. Now, with that said, Roots, I do need to know, because when I look at the list of Quest games that came out this month, there are three of them. We've played two of them. The one that we haven't played is a game called Battle Bows. And it's an archery wave shooter where you're shooting balloon monsters. It's single player or co-op. It's a little cartoony, but I mean, maybe it's a little bit fun. I don't think it's going to be game of the month. So the question is do we want to spend our time playing that this week just so that we can say we played it, or do we just want to say fuck it and go play Uncharted instead?
You know my answer is going to be. My thing is if we're just going from the game of the month angle, it's not going to be game of the month. So, it could be really good, but I would say it's kind of goes a long line with that last comment from last week's episode that was saying that they would rather watch anything than Switchback. They wanted to know about some other. As I was reading that this morning, and I there's just certain games that I just don't want to play, you know, flat or VR or in VR. And there's so many channels out there. We just try to focus on what we like. And we legitimately thought Switchback was a good story because it's fixed finally. And we want to shine on the game.
And for every person who's sick of hearing us talk about it, there are 10 people tuning in to hear us talk about it. So,
right.
Yeah.
And we respect that, you know, everybody's going to have their feelings as how they feel about stuff. And it's legitimate gripe. If somebody feels that way, it's just, it's not how we feel. So.
All right. The people have spoken. I will be playing Bad Dreams later, Roots, for the first time with everyone.
Nice. See, I haven't heard too much about Bad Dreams outside of what you just said, but definitely sounds super cool.
40 reviews already on Steam. Very positive.
Okay. Well, and it sounds like something that you're going to really enjoy playing, and I think that's what people want to see.
I don't think it'll be super late, Looper. I'm going to take an hour or two. I've got a headache, so I'm going to let that go away. But I'll be back probably by midnight to play. So yeah, Bad Dreams will be one of the things on PC Game of the Month list this month, Roots. Battle Bows, if we decide to do it, is on there. Also, Mini Golf Eons.
Oh yeah, we got to go into. We said we wanted to check that one out, right? For the environment. Yeah,
and I got a couple of keys for the DLC too, if we want to go in and really give it a good look. So maybe we do that sometime this week.
Yeah, I love Mini Golf Walkabout. I was just telling a customer that I ran into that had a Quest 2 about it, and she said she already owned it, but had never been in it. And then I proceeded to gush about it and say, you need to go in there. So.
All right, man. I think that's our show. I want to thank everyone who showed up and hung out with us tonight. I want to thank everyone who continues to support us through all of the various different methods. If you haven't already, please... please, please subscribe. We don't do this for free. Well, we do do it for free, but we charge you in the form of clicks. And the most important click is the subscribe button and the bell. You haven't paid your fee yet. Exactly. Yeah. You're stealing. Why are you stealing my content without paying for it? Yeah. If you'd like the Quiet Literally pay for it, you can do so by supporting us on Patreon, $3 per month. That's all we ask. And we give you our weekly show notes. We give you insider updates, occasionally some exclusive content, less than $1 per week. And you get to feel good about yourself knowing that you bought Roots a headset and bought me some plane tickets and all the cool stuff you make possible. Typically, what you're buying for us is AAA flat games.
Like Uncharted.
To mod. Yeah. Yeah, I got Uncharted Roots. I got $25 I paid for that Uncharted bundle.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's going
to
be so good.
It's all thanks to people who leave super chats, people who support us on Patreon. That's what allows us to check this stuff out. Yep. I also paid $45 this week for Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Yeah.
Which just launched for $60 on Steam. So I was pretty stoked to find it for $45.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. That's a good game, actually. I can't wait to see it on my PC. I've played it on the PlayStation 5.
So. Yep, that's cool. Anyway, join us on Discord. All of you winners, congratulations. Hit us up on there. We'll get you your keys. Even if you're not a winner, join our Discord and you'll be a winner. Because you'll be joining one of the coolest communities in all of video games. And we do so much more on there than talk about video games. That's only what we do half the time. Half the time we're talking about shit don't even have anything to do with video games.
There's a lot of different stuff. Wolfie says, how long till the stream? Right, 2 hours? About 2 hours and 12 minutes. If he goes on at midnight, maybe a little sooner, depending on his headache.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go on when I feel better. I got to eat some dinner and chill for a little bit. But also, I got to buy this game with Patreon money. Good thing it's on sale for like $8 or something, Roots.
Yeah, for real. Well, I think it's going to be super cool and people are going to enjoy it. I know you, I mean, from what you said, you're going to enjoy it just because it's your type of horror, right?
Yeah, I've been waiting on it. been waiting on it to get out of early access, and it is. And it's coming to PSVR 2, which I was thinking maybe I'd just wait and play it on PSVR 2, but, I mean, we got Game of the Month coming up, man. This could be it on PC, so I need to check it out and see.
That's true.
Anyway, with that said, friends, I'd like to thank you all once again for watching For Roots. I'm Wes. I'll see you in an hour or two. Bye.
Take it easy. We'll be right back.